Hey man, welcome back to another podcast. Rest Breonna Taylor the Killers. Support the podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, you know what I'm saying? Support the merch. All that's website coming up soon, no cap. But let's begin. Today's podcast, I mean, you see from the title what it's gonna be, but today's podcast about my 2020 playoff prediction. Playoff reaction. Plus, why you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable with it, that in turn makes you comfortable. You feel me? So, when I say being comfortable, being uncomfortable, that means like put yourself in different situations that you have never been in. Not most people, like everyday life, which I notice most people, they just wake up, go to work, and come home, eat, shower, shit. You know what I'm saying? The same routine every day. Life is about taking risks now. Most people who are successful that has came from nothing, I mean, of course, it's like luck and stuff involved. But most people who have some type of success or even that's just happy with life, you need to take some type of risk in life. Definitely, if you want to be someone who has success or someone that's make it or has some type of celebrity, you know what I'm saying? Or it just depends on what your status is and what you want your status to be in life. But most people who want like that successful lifestyle and to be quote unquote rich and have a lot of money, you need to take a risk in life. Like, a risk could be going back to school. A risk could be applying for that job that you think you're not be able to make. A risk could be investing all your money into yourself and trying to flip it right back. A risk could be just talking to someone, trying to get out your comfort zone. A risk could have a lot of things instead of just like doing something dumb or stupid or just something you know that has very, very, very low value in return. Like, most people really might consider risk like a lose-lose situation, but sometimes risking something could be a small risk or a big risk. But for you to have success in life, for what your definition of success is, most people definitely, you know what I'm saying, rich, famous, or whatever, but for you to have some type of success in your life or some type of happiness, you need to put your back against the wall and see how you can react by that jam. See, now, a lot of people, they like being comfortable, they like just living life just how daily, because they don't want to take the risk. They don't want to take no, they want to be comfortable. They like being comfortable. But you can't live like that if you want to step outside your box, step outside your area. Yeah, you might can reach very gradual progression in life or very gradual increases in your money or increases in your happiness. But if you really want to be happy and free, you have to take risk, because risk allows you to be able to be hungry, allows you to have that back against that wall feeling, allows you to be able to think outside the box and have, okay, I need to get this done, or boom, I might lose this, or I need to get this done, or this, I need to get that done. Because having that extra fear factor and having that extra motivation can push you over the edge to just not give up. Like, you might be, you just comfortable going by everyday life, and you might be like, hey, I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll do it next week. But once you got that back against the wall, once you like, okay, cool, I need to get this done right here, right now, and then I'm trying to think of ways to flip that money, I'm trying to think of ways to invest in myself, I'm trying to think of ways to tell somebody about me or something like that, that's when you at your best person. Because once you get that back against the wall feeling, you not stopping for nothing. You're going to keep trying to go until you reach success or until you reach your goal, whatever you hit. Because most people, like a lot of people, that's what's wrong with us now, that we procrastinate a lot. Most people procrastinate. I procrastinate. You procrastinate. Most people procrastinate because they hold everything off tomorrow. But the people who say, nah, F that, I need to get that done right here, right now, fuck that, I'm not leaving that to the next person, because the next person could be working two times harder. I mean, they get it done right now, and you just SOL, because now that person got it done, or the other person got it done. They done took your vision and implicated it into they self. Now they taking off with your vision. Now you just stuck left behind, because you like, damn. You ever heard somebody be like, man, yeah, I've been thought of that. Wow, Ben was going to do that, or woo, or whatever. But then they never get stuff going. They never get stuff cracking, because they want to be lazy and contempt. We're going to be like, man, I ain't even have it right now, or I can't even do it. Like, bro, you had the motivation. You had the audacity to think about it. So why don't you just go ahead and put it in plan. Like, I ain't have it, or I ain't got going on right now. Nah, bro. You got something. If you something money-wise, you got something in that house you can sell. You got something you can do. You know what I'm saying? You got something. That PlayStation that been sitting there for that you ain't played in a couple weeks, that you can sell that thing now. You ain't making no money off of it. It ain't bringing you no happiness. You can sell that thing for a couple, maybe get $100 off of it. I can just put something into it. You can go get your little job for like with money or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's stuff that you can get around what you need. Supposed to be like, they always got an excuse for not being happy or being successful. But at the end of the day, if you didn't try to be successful, you didn't try to make it where you want to make it. You only person you can blame is yourself. No matter what circumstance or situation you came from, because it's people that came from way worse situations than you have, and that done made it, and not even make it as in being famous or being like multi-millionaire or something. But they done made a couple $100,000. They done made. $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, but you stuck in the same department, and you probably got way more opportunity and made more leeways than some of these people have. Like, you gotta think about it, back in the day, some of these people, they didn't have social media, they didn't have all these platforms and all these things to promote their brand. They had to go from state to state, city to city to promote their stuff and all. They had to word of mouth, like they ain't have all this stuff people have now. They've been down bad more than you think about. It's always a person that has a worse backstory than you, so you can't use your backstory. You gotta just get it out of the mud and go crazy. You can't just deny your own ability. You can't depend on other people to do stuff for you. You gotta go crazy on yourself, because when people see you going crazy and have that same passion within your own company or whatever, like your rapping, music, singing, YouTube, podcast, like trying to invest in the business, investing in school, whatever. If people, all it takes is one person to see you, and then they're gonna believe in you. Once you get that belief in you, it's over. First, you gotta believe in yourself. But once you see other people around you believing in you, then you good, and you got it. Like, you got a support system. That's what a lot of people really want, is a support system. Now, most people, they can't get a support system because it's a messed up people in the world. They gonna hate on you before they support you for real, and all that hate, all that support could really be hate just under the wind. But as long as you support yourself and learn how to put that back against the wall, you're going to be good. Now, for the next topic, we're going to talk about my reactions to the playoffs. Man, this playoff was actually fire. Like, I know they said the rating was down and all that, but the playoff really was hard. Like, first round had a couple. I mean, first round really had that many two-good games, but second round, third round, yeah. I mean, the playoff, Clippers started stuff. First round had a couple good games. I think the Houston and OKC series was a good series. That's the first shit that popped up to my head. I know I'm missing a couple series, but I don't care. LeBron, it's a lot of players that showed out, though. LeBron and AD, you know what I'm saying? They did their thing. Jamal Murray and Jokic stepped up big time. Michael Porter Jr. stepped up a little bit. You got players like Jokic stepped up. Jimmy Butler, Bam, that whole Heat team stepped up. Not even just one person, the whole entire team stepped up and had to do what they do. Heat team stepped up. Tatum and them still going. Tatum broke out. Jaylen Brown had a good playoffs. Like, Pascal showed that he still needs to work. Van Fleet did his thing. Definitely his contract year, he did his thing. Like, it's players that you might even forgot about. Malcolm Brogdon was doing his thing a little bit for, even though they got swept, he was doing his thing. Like, players actually showing out in this bubble. Like, even in the playoff came around, they were showing out. Dame did his thing. CJ did Carmelo was alright. You know what I'm saying? People were still doing their thing. So this bubble really showed these players. Sometimes they just need a little break. LeBron, you seen LeBron? He had one of his best playoff performances of his career. Best finals of his career. People not even talking about it. They're really just talking about the Heat. Even though they lost, talking about the Heat and AD. They're not even talking about what LeBron was doing that last game. I think he only missed like 5 shots in that last game. Like, LeBron was going stupid in the finals. Like, yeah, Jimmy Butler, like, the first person to ever outplay him in the finals game, like, have more points, rebounds, assists, or something like that. I think, like, that's just crazy to me, how he's the first person in the finals to ever do that versus LeBron. That's just amazing to me, how that, like, you ever think, but that's really, like, some, like, that just show you the greatness of LeBron. Like, no one has ever outplayed him in the finals, like, on an individual statistical level. No one has ever outplayed him. Like, no one has ever averaged more points. I mean, had in the game, got more points, rebound, assists, steals, or any of that. Like, in a game, like, that man is the GOAT. But I fuck what y'all talking about. That man's the GOAT. But the NBA playoffs has been amazing. They said they might start the next season around like January-ish. I think like early to mid January. So that's perfect. I say that's when the season should start anyway. I don't understand why the season always start around like September, October, because that's right around in the middle of football season. That's the end of the baseball season. So I never really understood why they started. I feel like it should be started at the end of the football season, because once football, because the ratings always go up after February, because that's when the football season over. So the people have got something to watch. I think baseball season start. I don't know when baseball season start. I think it start like spring training. So it's probably around like this around the summertime. I think it start like April, May-ish. So I never understood why football basketball started so early. Like, it always made sense to me start around like January, February, because that's when football season about to end. So as soon as football season ends, you getting all the attention basically all the way through the season, basically. And then the finals can happen right around the time at the end of the season, like right around the time the basketball season starts. Football season starts. So that's like y'all getting perfect ratings throughout the whole entire year, basically. Because baseball not bumping. It's not bumping basketball. Like, it's not messing with basketball. Like, baseball ratings have been on the decline for years now. So that's why Corona really messed them up. But that's, I feel like that makes the most sense for them to start around the time. But the playoffs have been amazing. Like, just about every last 2-3 years, really, it's been very good. I mean, even when the Warriors had KD, the playoffs was good. Just the finals came around, it was just boo-boo, but I mean, this finals wasn't the greatest finals in the world. I mean, it really didn't have, like, no storyline. But, I mean, saw, like, LeBron playing the Heat again. But we knew who was going to win. Like, we haven't had a finals, like, who was going to win since the Spurs and Miami was playing, to be honest. Like, of course, when Dallas and Miami played, we thought Miami was going to win. But that was like, wow, okay. But when Spurs and Miami, you didn't know who was going to win them series until the last one. Okay, you like, okay, cool. This Spurs got this one, but it's just like, because, like, definitely when KD and Klay and them got hurt, you're like, okay, cool, yeah, this is going to the Raptors. Even though they won in six, like, this is going to the Raptors. Even, like, Lakers, you know they won in six. Like, yeah, this is going to the Lakers. So, we haven't really had a final series that we, like, who was going to win in a while. Hopefully, we get one like that next year. Hopefully, our team stepped up. Hopefully, my Hawks can go crazy. No, I was like, just need one more player. That's it. We need, like, one or two more players. That's it. But, hey, man, say, man. Hey, man, say, man. That's the end of the video. All right. I said video. It's a podcast. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.